It's going to do whatever it says. It's not something that we take lightly, and it has fullness. And the fullness is, means it's going to be completed. So now we're going to talk a little bit about, we don't want to get it mixed up. Remember when Adam told Eve about what God said? Good morning. What God said about not eating from the tree of life. She, it's good. We know that they talked about it. She got it from somewhere, and Adam was the only was the only person there. With her, it was Adam and Eve, and and it's good to talk about God's word. It's so wonderful to talk about God's word and share His word and share our testimony and listen to the preacher and teachers and teach our children. And you know, sometimes God has a word for us to give to somebody and all that. It's so good to talk about God's word, to say His word, but we don't need to get it mixed up. So Eve, whenever the serpent came to Eve and she was telling him, he was telling about that tree, how good it looked, and she said, no, God said not to eat from that tree. But she also added something that God did not say. She said, neither shall you touch it. That's not what God said to Adam. So she got the secondhand word. And we don't want to, it's good to, just like I said, to talk amongst each other about God's word and teach our children God's word. And it's always good to have that going on, talking about the God's word and discussing His word. That's what we're supposed to do. But we don't just need it secondhand. A lot of times you hear the preacher say, go read it for yourself. Don't just believe me or don't just listen to me. Go read it for yourself. And that's what we're supposed to do. So we want to, that's where that kingdom comes in. We're part of God's kingdom. If we are saved, we have entered into the kingdom of God. So it's good to have discussions about it, but we don't need to just get it secondhand, because the Lord wants a relationship with us. John 15:4 says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So we got to be connected to God. We've got to have that connection. Then we can be able to pour out the truth, because we hear from Him. Even Jesus said, I say what my Father says. So the branch, it says the branch, first of all, He wants to us to abide in Him. It's a place where we stay and live, and that's where we're at. Even though we are in here, we can still abide with God. There was does anybody ever go to a Japanese restaurant or different culture restaurant and stuff? And in some places you may see, if you're looking, you may see things that, I don't even know what the words are saying. I don't even know if it's a word, you know. I don't even know what that stuff is. I'm really not trying to be funny about, I'm not, you know, bashing any culture or anything, but I don't know what that stuff is. I don't know what it's saying. It could be saying something that is completely ungodly. But we can walk in there and eat and not be affected by whatever that stuff is, or because we are abiding in God. We know what the truth is, and we don't let it affect us. Now, sometimes we can kind of get a little beside ourselves like that. You know, you could walk into an atmosphere that it could be strenuous, or I'll say toxic atmosphere, where some things are going on. Words can be being said that are not godly, or you know what I'm talking about. Just sometimes we find ourselves in places that are not portraying what God would have to be for the atmosphere to be. But if we go in there and we're abiding in God, it shouldn't affect us and us act beyond ourselves or put a little spin on it, like Eve said, neither shall you touch it. She was getting into herself. She was trying to debate with Satan. We don't have to debate with him because we know what the truth is. Praise God. We know what God's word says. Praise the Lord. So we need to abide in him and he in us, as the branch cannot bear fruit itself. We have to have that connection unless it abides in the vine. So if we want to speak God's word and we want to walk like the Lord would have us to walk, then we have got to have a connection with him. We got to spend time with him. We got to know what his word says. And I tell you what, whenever I start praying or reading God's word or even just sitting in here listening to the worship when they're playing and worship the songs and stuff. You know how it is whenever we are in worship and, it's just so good, we just don't even want to get out of it. We just want to stay there. It's just good. It's wonderful, but there are things that we have to do because we are living in this body and we can take God's word with us and abide in him no matter what we are doing. Praise the Lord. And God's word also says to taste and see that the Lord is good. I can tell you something. I can tell you what God says. You can tell me what God says. But we still have to have it directly from him. We need to have it directly from him. We need to. That's just the way it is. We need to. Because God is my Heavenly Father, but he's your Heavenly Father too. And he wants to have a relationship with each and every one of us. So I like Snickers. I think Snickers is, oh my goodness, that's such a good candy bar. Oh my goodness. Uh-huh, y'all know about that Snickers. So I can describe that Snickers to you. To me, it's like, first, I'm excited because I've got this Snickers, and I'm gonna tear the package open, and I'm excited about it. And y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I'll have to try that. So, okay, I'm going to try that too. That's another good one. And I bite down on it, I put my mouth on it, and I taste that chocolate. But it's not over. Oh my goodness. We're going to all go buy Snickers today.
You know we're
going to
have to go home early.
So I bite down, I start biting on it. You first put your mouth on it and you start tasting that chocolate and then you sink your teeth into it. And then that nougat, oh my good, that nougat. And then, I'm really serious. And then, and then you hit a peanut. And then there's that caramel in it. Oh, and then it's and then you get the whole sensation of all of it mixed together. Oh my goodness, it is so good. He said, "Praise God, God is good." Yes. So you know, I can tell you this. You can tell somebody this. That's my experience with the Snickers. And some of you like those Snickers too, and in the Reese's cups and all that, and put them in the refrigerator. I mean, the freezer. Oh my goodness. I can tell you this, but you might not like peanuts. You might not like nougat or chocolate, and so you know you just yeah. But God also says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." But you know, I can tell you this, but it may not be ringing a bell for you. But if you get with God, there is so much treasure in each and every sentence, in every scripture, in every sentence of God's word. Man, he has got so much to tell us. And I'm about to get ahead of myself again, but it is real. Remember, it's alive. But I can tell you, but that might not be your thing. Your thing might be a Three Musketeers or something else, or Häagen-Dazs butter pecan ice cream. Got to be Häagen-Dazs. Klondike. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But taste and see. That means he wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants to tell us something. Jesus said, "I speak what my Father says." He wants us to speak what he says. Yes, they are. Yes, praise the Lord. Have to run a mile or two after I eat it. But he says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." It's got to be personal. See, I don't want to cross the line. I don't want to say what I want to say or what, you know, if I get into my flesh, but if Eve would have had a conversation with God, he would have probably told her, and it means, I didn't say touch, I said do not eat from the tree. But, you know, she had her own personality. She didn't have the same personality as God, as Adam did. You know, men and women are different. But we have to have that connection with God. He wants to have a personal relationship with us, and we need to see what God has in it for us. So I'm going to read that scripture. It says Psalms 34:8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." And that refuge is another word for abide. That's our resting place. That's where we go to get rejuvenated and refreshed and get God's word. Resting in him, refuging in him, being connected to him. That's how we're going to know his word, because he's going to speak to us. He's going to tell us. He's going to, when we get in the Bible, he's going to reveal what he means. He's going to reveal his intentions to us. Next week, we'll talk more about whenever we start speaking it and what's going to happen when we speak it. Praise the Lord. So would somebody read? Let's go back. We're going to go back to fullness now. Let's go back and talk some about the fullness of God. Would somebody read Revelation 1:8? But right now I'm thinking about how when we get in God's word and we're spending time with him and he's revealing things to us, it's such a precious, precious time. It's like a download into us. It's getting a revelation. It changes our mindset. It changes, it's just like an awakening. It's the truth has been revealed, and we have accepted his truth. Remember we talked about that his word is a communication between a giver and a receiver? Man, whenever that word comes and it's revealed to us and we get it, it's like, we get it, now I got it, I understand. Praise the Lord. Just think, I'm sorry. Okay.
You want me to read it?
Yes. Okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That was getting ahead. NASB 1995, Revelations 1:8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
Okay.
The right one?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot in this. So when we think about God's word, if we've got that relationship with him, we begin to trust him and we begin to believe what he says. We begin to know what he says. And his word, we got to remember that his word is, he says, I am Alpha. Remember, in the beginning, God was the Word. He is the Word. You remember that scripture? But it says, I am the Alpha. It means the beginning. And the Omega, the end, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come. Let's compare these scriptures. Would somebody read John 1, and would you do John 1 John 1 and 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Okay. Thank you. And would you finish that on up through 5? Okay, thank you. So I'm going to have you to do 1 and 9 next. So, okay. All right. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So now next week we're going to start speaking his word. So we got to remember, in the beginning, I want us to know, in the beginning the Word was. It was there. It was in the beginning. He is, I am. He's just I am. He is. There's no time.
That amazed me. Mm-hmm. I've heard it my whole life. Mm-hmm. But one day God just really opened that up to me. The Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
The word, when we get it, we're getting God.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. Come on up here and teach. Mm-hmm. Yes. Whenever that's exactly where I was going. Whenever, and I didn't even run all this by Anthony, but whenever, see how he gives it? Praise God. God is the Word. God, he's the Word. We're getting the Word. We're getting God. If you read this, you're getting God. Hallelujah. It says, God, he is in us. That's how we abide in him when we're walking around here in this world. We abide in him because he is in us.
The fullness.
The fullness. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
We say we want more God. We got to get
Mm-hmm.
It is him if we want it.
Uh-huh.
If we say we want that Snickers, we got to open it and eat it.
Yes.
So if you want that word, you got to open it and eat it.
Yes. And when you do, it's just like burst of revelation. Y'all know how that revelation is so good? It's just like bursting, the burst of the flavor, and we're getting all that. And it's sometimes it's like you think your head's going to blow off. Sometimes I just have to get up. I'm like, I just got to get up. Lord, I got to digest all this. Hallelujah. So the Word was God, and the word, in the beginning was the Word. He is. He's like I am. He is. So He was the beginning. We're talking about the Word. This Word that we're gonna speak. The Word was in the beginning. It is the beginning. The Word. It means it was back there. It was the beginning. It just is. It says, I am and the Omega. He's the end. Ain't nothing going to get around him. Ain't nothing going to get around that Word, because the Word is going to do what he said. He's going to do that fullness. It's coming, y'all. That fullness, that Word is coming. If you don't see it right now, just you can start praising God right now, because it's going to happen. And I think about a lot of times. Praise God. Y'all hear what she said?
Yes.
Andrea said, she told her leg, did you hear that?
Did you hear that?
That's what you're going to do, because that's what God's, I'm going to put God's word on you. I'm going to say what God said.
Yeah, yeah. He's promised it.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Word won't come back.
Void. It won't not do nothing.
That's right.
It will not do nothing. It will do exactly what he sent it to do.
I like Revelation 19:13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
Woo!
I love it.
Just think about that blood. That blood was for us. Before we go any further, would you go ahead and read verse 9?
John 1:9.
Mm-hmm.
The true life which gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
I'm sorry, Revelation 1 and 9. I'm so sorry.
Hang on. I'll get there.
Sorry about that.
Revelation 1:9. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
Woo! Right now, he's telling us, he's giving his testimony. And we have a testimony to give. But the thing that caught me on this, for this particular study, was he said, I was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. So, you know, the things that we're going to put the word on, we're going to speak the word to, that we can't see right now. This was part of the middle of his journey. It wasn't the end part of his journey. He was there on account of the word. So there's a reason we're gonna get there. It's gonna get there. The fullness is coming. But I think about some of the agony that I went through before some of the fullnesses happened. But I didn't give up, because I knew that it was coming, because God's word was the Alpha, it was the beginning. But I know it's the end too. I know what his promises are. So if we abide in him, those promises are gonna come. So wait on the that word is gonna complete a fullness. It's a fullness. The word is a fullness, because God was he's all of it. He's the Alpha. He's the middle. He's the Alpha. He's the on account of God's word. constant. Hallelujah. And he's the Omega. He's the end. Yes. Yes. All these reminders, and if we're looking with our spiritual eyes, we can see these reminders. But if we're not, sometimes we feel that agony, like I was telling you about. Sometimes we feel the agony, but if we think about it, if we look at it with our spiritual eyes, then we will see, we can see the little things starting to take place. We can see our trust getting stronger. We can see, experience that relationship, that connection, and then those things don't start bothering us like they used to.
Another thing is, you were talking about John being on that island. Look where he was when God revealed to him what he saw in heaven. He was cast out on the island.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's where he experienced God at. You know, Paul, most of Paul's writing is from prison.
Yes.
That's when we get closer to God. It's through that suffering. So while we in that place, be aware, God is trying to show us something. So, you know, when we're going through that suffering, that agony, like you was talking about, look for God. That's where he's going to show you.
Yes. Yeah. We can't back down. Eve was backing down whenever she started getting herself into it. She was backing down. She said, neither shall ye touch it. That's not what God says. We can't back down. We got to stand on the truth of God's word. Because remember, it comes with, I want you to think about this. It comes with, I don't want to miss one of them. It comes with his plan. It comes with God's intention. It is God's intention. God's word is his intentions. It's holy. It is holy. It comes with his plan. It comes with power. It comes with kingdom. It's alive and it's going to do what it says. It's going to be completed. It's coming to fruition. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. I'm sorry.
May I share something?
Yes, ma'am.
When I was in Isaiah 55, and the Amplified version, verse 1, King James says, "Hold, get your attention. Wait, come and see." And on the Amplified version, it says, "Wait." And so I said, "Let me look up hope."
Oh, wow.
I
don't
want to share it with you.
Yes.
He said, to wait is to create an atmosphere that positions you to receive from me.
Yes. Ooh. Did y'all hear that good?
That's truly amazing. And that's that why it's constant.
Yes. You know,
that when you're waiting, you can, and then the waiting, what do you do when you're waiting? And it's to create an atmosphere. That would be joy. That would be, I'll not give up, I'm going all the way, that kind of thing, and staying there. Because it's so constant, it'll never fail you.
Never fail. Woo! Hallelujah. We serve a God who is the only true and living God, and he will never fail.
Never
fail. She said, positioning ourselves for.
Yeah, to wait is to create. An atmosphere that positions us to receive.
Yes. And just think about if we, while we're waiting and we're positioning ourselves, we're getting ready for it.
Yeah.
Get ready for it. So while we're waiting, love your children. Spend time with your children. Spend time with your spouse. While we're waiting, don't let any second or anything go by neglected. Enjoy all that time because it's coming. And if we could lose a lot of stuff that we could have enjoyed, we could lose the abundance of life, living that abundance, if we sit down in agony or give up hope or think God's not going to do it. God's word is the Alpha and the Omega. It's the fullness. It's coming. Praise God. Okay, let's see. We got just a few more minutes. Anybody else want to share anything? I would like to hear about if anybody wants to share. I would like to hear about some of the fullnesses. Like I went over. It was over 20 years being single, and. God blessed me with a wonderful husband. I'm so thankful for that. I think about times whenever I've had to struggle. Just so many different things that I see that I could have gave up on, man. But God's word is true. So we got to enjoy every last moment, every moment.
As you've been talking, I've been thinking about it. Eve knew right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, she took a look. Then she said it was good for eating.
Mm-hmm.
So she was saying, don't toy. Right and wrong, because a lot of us will go out, okay, I'll just do this one time,
mm-hmm.
and then it becomes something. You
mm-hmm.
do right and wrong,
mm-hmm.
but then you decided to take a look.
Mm-hmm.
So you get caught
yeah.
in that, and you start to stumble.
Uh-huh.
You end up dying.
Yes.
Tasted the wrong thing.
And if you take it's not holy if you taste it out of God's will. And I'm going into some other stuff right now, but wait on God's fullness. We've got to wait on His fullness. We got to trust in Him. But during that time, He wants to show us so much. He wants to give us so much. A lot of times we can rob Him not of just tithes and offerings, but we can rob Him by taking something that doesn't belong to us yet, or it doesn't belong to us because God has not given it to you yet. It's ours. All of it is ours now, but it's a timing for it. It's a timing for Randy. I thought you said you was gonna give me a few more minutes this week. I'm still. I'm just teasing. Yeah. Okay, thank you. I'm just teasing. But yes, God's word is it's gonna happen. He is intentional, and we've got to be intentional with it. We can't toy around with it and play with it. We've got to know that we want to get what God promises. And we want it to be holy. Praise God. All right, well, we're going to close on that with prayer. Thank you all so much. Lord, thank you, God, for just revealing yourself, revealing your word to us. And thank you because you are true, your word is true and living, and that we can depend on you for everything. Lord, help us to walk in your will. Help us to be the receivers as you give us your word. Help us to be the receiver, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.